your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy in a galaxy far, far away.
Two stars.
There's only two stars in your galaxy.
Let's redo that. I'm going to change it.
Okay. Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two. Dang it, I had it, but I lost it. I was going to say galaxy two stars away. There we go. That makes sense.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, TV shows, comic books, and general geek news.
Had to get it all out.
We're not even going to edit all that out. We're just going to leave it in.
Just leave it. Yeah, that's fine with me. All right, it's for you kids at home.
Today is December 16th, 2015. Boom. And if you are a historian or just a super geek like us, December 18th is Star Wars, which means December 17th, you could pretty much watch it at theaters after 8 o'clock.
Pretty much, yeah.
In some areas. So we are going to see Star Wars Force Awakens at 10:30 p.m. tomorrow. We are super duper excited.
So excited.
How excited are you?
I just can't hide it.
On a scale of like 1 to 100.
1 to 100?
Like 1 being like not excited at all. Like we're going to go watch Gone with the Wind. And 100 being like, you're just going to explode.
I just might explode. So probably let's go with 100.
I think I'm 100 too. It's everywhere, man. You don't go anywhere without
seeing
Star Wars.
There's no store that I have seen that does not have Star Wars stuff in it.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Uh-huh.
Kohl's.
Kohl's. Any shoe store.
Any shoe store.
You could think of. Of course,
grocery stores are everywhere. I was shopping today for snacks. They had Cheez-Its and popcorn and everything.
Home Depot has Star Wars stuff. It's insane.
Yeah. Have you ever in your lifetime seen so much anticipation and hype for a movie, you think?
No. There's not one movie I could think of that had this much hype to it.
The only thing I could maybe think of is Phantom Menace when it came out.
Yeah, that
had
a
lot of hype.
Yeah, that's true. That had a very big hype.
I was a eeny beady baby in 1989. I was
89?
6 when Batman came out. Okay. But I remember there being a lot of hype around Batman, too.
Yeah.
And the logo everywhere and toys and but nothing like this. This is a whole new level, I think.
Yeah, it's
every TV
it's become its own beast.
Any advertising on the internet, any page.
Is probably the biggest part of it too, because like back in like 98 when Phantom Menace came out, you know, the internet probably, you know, you couldn't really go to certain websites to look it up.
Right.
So nowadays, you can just, like, anywhere. Banners have Star Wars stuff. Ads popping up all over the place. Star Wars this, Star Wars that. Everywhere, Star Wars.
Social media. Everybody on social media, all my friends, I'm a big Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. And it's like, every day, man, people are posting more stuff on my page. And this and that. And I would say every fifth thing I scroll down on people's pages is Star Wars-related stuff. It's just, it's everywhere. Are you a big Star Wars? I mean, I know you like Star Wars a lot. Would you consider yourself like a huge fanboy like I am?
I would say I'm a huge fanboy. I love the video games. I love the movies. I have so many Star Wars toys. I have at least 3 lightsabers right now.
Awesome. I think that's about as much as I have. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4. One's a Mickey Mouse Jedi lightsaber.
Nice.
Boom. I've got a lot of toys, too. I got toys and posters, and I've got all the movies except Attack of the Clones.
You don't have Attack of the Clones?
I let somebody borrow it, and I never got it back, and I just don't have a desire to really buy
it. You can have mine, because I just bought the complete Blu-ray, so I'm good.
Aww! Thanks, buddy. It's like an early Christmas present.
You're darn right it is.
I hate that movie. But I still need it.
I like that one.
We're gonna go more in depth on the movie, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But spoilers are later for the podcast. What's your first memory of Star Wars?
Probably, my dad liked them. So when I grew up, I was probably like 8 years old. Right before the first one came out, I watched the older ones to experience them. I think around that time is when George Lucas did the first remastering of them when they came on like VHS Collector's Edition or something like that. So that was the first wave of him changing the special effects and stuff. So that's when I got into it. I was like 7 or 8 years old. So
that was probably around like 97, right?
Yeah.
So that was right before Episode 1 came out too. I have a horrible memory. So I'm sure I was watched it or was introduced before, but my first memory was like going over to my brother's friend's house and playing with his Kenner toys. So he had the Darth Vader case, and he had the Falcon, and that's like my first like vivid memory of Star Wars. And then I remember going to the theater and watching the special editions.
Nice.
And then from there, like started the, and that was I was like probably 10, 11. So it had always been in my life, I'm sure, but that was like my first like hook on it is with the special editions. I remember we had it on VHS. We had the original on VHS.
Yeah.
Because I remember we watched the special editions, and then we went back, and my stepdad was like, "Oh, well, you got to watch it without the special effects," and so we saw all that.
They were still pretty good, like back in the day. Like for what they were, being like small models and stuff, the effects were really good.
Like, they were. The effects were amazing. I don't think there was anything like it when it came out. I mean, it was. Even without the special effects, it was still great. What's the first Star Wars movie you remember seeing in the theaters?
In theaters was Episode 1, Phantom Menace. That was the first one I saw in theaters. Well, I wasn't alive when the first one, 3, came out.
I wasn't either. But yeah. I realized that today, that even when Jedi came out, I wasn't alive yet.
Yeah. We're youngins.
Yeah.
We're younglings.
How old were you when you saw Phantom Menace in the theater?
8, 9.
8 or 9. That's other than the special editions, that's the first one I saw in the theater would be. I guess
10, technically, but came out in May. So, yeah.
And I think I was like 14 or 15, so that makes sense. I loved it when I saw it in the theaters.
I did too. I saw it twice in theaters.
You see that opening scroll, everything else. I think we're that generation where we're young enough to not absolutely hate Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I agree. Because I didn't hate him at first.
No.
But again, I wasn't so. At that point, I was young and I didn't like fall in love, I guess, with the original trilogy yet.
Right.
Because it was still kind of like, to me, it was like, oh, that's an older movie. I don't know if I can get into it. And then, like, you know, when I became a teenager, I could watch those three again and be like, these are good movies. I love them.
What does Star Wars mean to you?
Star Wars means adventure, awesome technology, like lightsabers, the story, the people. Like, I just fell in love with the characters.
Yeah.
The heartbreak, the victories, all that stuff. So I just love the stories, like the arc. The ups and downs and all that. Like, if you can sell me on a good story, I'll be a fan with it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And I agree. I'm the same thing. Like, I love a good story. And when I was a kid, it was the adventure and the lightsabers and the duels. And as I've gotten older, I've learned that what I love most about it and what it means for me is it's a redemption story at its root. And following Anakin from Episode 1 all the way to Episode 6 and seeing that up and down and everything else. And then once he goes and becomes Vader, and then you see Luke and the downfall of his father affecting him and all that. And Luke proving that even though my dad is evil, and even though I have these temptations, you know, he's tempted to go to the dark side.
Oh, yeah, he was close.
But he doesn't, and he overcomes it, and just that battle, and the whole redemption story of father and son, and is really deep for me, and just meaningful. I think that's a lot of the stuff I geek out about is all redemptive type stories.
Well, this now, with Force Awakens, it'll be the first movie that doesn't kind of revolve around Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader, because the other ones, like, you could take out a few characters that won't really matter as much, but right. it kind of grew up with Vader. Like, Anakin Skywalker, it's all revolving around him.
It is, for sure. It is all revolving around Anakin. George Lucas, a couple weeks ago, I saw an article online where he was talking about how he saw Force Awakens, and he was like, the fans will love it. And he's saying that it goes away from his original vision of the movie. But he said the thing that the difference is that for him, it's always been a family story.
Okay.
That's what Star Wars is. It's a story about the Skywalker family.
That's true, yeah.
And so it seems like they're hinting that maybe they're going away from that a little bit, which isn't a bad thing.
No, yeah.
Because there's so much more to that universe than just the Skywalkers.
Because there's only, what, three of them? Two at this point.
So we talk about characters a little bit. Who's your favorite character?
My favorite overall Star Wars character? Obi-Wan. Like, young Obi-Wan. Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan.
He was pretty amazing, man. Like,
yeah. Episode 2, episode 3.
Casting.
Yeah, I think they picked the right Obi-Wan.
Just such a calm demeanor. I like how they showed the character development there and a little bit of his cockiness and everything else.
They show more of that in the Clone Wars series, which I thought that was a pretty good show. Have you seen any of that?
I have a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good show.
I saw the original first movie that came out.
Yeah.
And then I've seen episodes.
There's a lot more, like, actual, like, things that they show in that series that they don't really touch on at all. Like, there's actually a point where it talked about Obi-Wan was actually in love with the woman. Like, she was a Mandalorian, like, ambassador, and he almost, like, left the Jedi Order for this one woman, but he stayed to his, like, so there's a whole, like...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, love interest for Obi-Wan, so, yeah, just, nice. Like, Obi-Wan in general, man. He's the man. He's the one.
Wouldn't that be cool if he came back and they did a solo Obi-Wan movie?
That would be
with
cool.
With Ewan McGregor, like, on Tatooine.
Yeah.
His adventures on Tatooine
and after
stuff. After episode 3.
That'd be kind of cool. Like, the Boba Fett
cool.
movie with just Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
I'd definitely see that.
My favorite character, no-brainer, is Darth Vader.
Darth Vader is
Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader. He's my favorite.
You think about, like, classic TV or movie... Like, villains, you think of people like Darth Vader, Frankenstein,
yeah.
Like these iconic cinema characters.
I thought we could do a whole episode sometime about villains in movies, and I bought a magazine where it listed the top 25 villains of all time. And Vader was number two,
believe it or not.
Really?
I
would list Vader as number one, personally,
yeah.
But the Joker was number one.
Really? I see that.
Yeah. Vader is amazing. Okay, so what I want to go through and do next is I want to talk about each individual movie a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go away from our normal format of talking about food and geek news and stuff.
We'll talk about Blue Milk next week.
So I want to start with episode 4, and what we're going to do is just talk about, our favorite scenes from these movies, our least favorite parts, and just our overall ratings. So we'll start with episode 4, A New Hope. If you don't know, episode 4, A New Hope came out May 25th, 1977.
Yep.
Is when it was released in the theaters and came out. It was a huge hype, big deal. Started off a little slow.
Yeah.
And people saw it, and people were lining up for theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And it became
I love the whole, like, mystery about it. Like, you know, when they were filming it, they didn't even call it Star Wars. They called it by a code name, Blue Harvest, and stuff like that. So people didn't know what this movie was or when it was going on. So I thought that was a cool concept that I didn't know about. The secrecy.
Super cool. And George Lucas had never done anything before that. He was pretty much an unknown. I think
he did a small, like, couple
he was
small
in college,
things. Yeah,
couple
something
small
like that.
Stuff, yeah. So Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Your favorite scene from that movie?
I love the scene when they're all on the Death Star. Like, when they just end up getting sucked into the tractor beam on the Death Star.
And they go in and they dress up as stormtroopers and everything like
rescue
that.
Leia. I love that scene.
That is a pretty sweet scene, and then the whole dumpster scene happens from there, and they're bickering. I think that's the first time where you really start to get a feel of Han Solo.
Yeah.
Like, you meet him
Tatooine
and the cantina, and you see him on the ship, But then when you start to really grasp his character is when he starts interacting with Leia.
Yeah.
So that is a great scene. My favorite scene from A New Hope is probably the end scene.
Mm-hmm.
When Luke is in the X-Wing.
Yeah.
And he's flying in and he turns off his...
Well, it turns the lock-on off to use the Force.
Use the Force, Luke. Yeah, and then... He's going in, and he's trying to use the Force, and then Vader comes up behind him. And the first time you ever see...
If you haven't seen it by now, I mean, it's shown Darth Maul.
And then, as Vader's just about to push that button, and woo!
Millennium Falcon.
And just,
yahoo!
It was a goosebumps, man, time I see that scene. I think one of the best scenes of all-time movie history. Because it's another redemption type story. Like
it's about 3 meters
wide.
You think
Han took the money and ran? Take the money and ran. You think he just ran, right?
No.
But then he comes back and he's like, boom!
He's a Nerf herder with a heart of gold.
Great scene. What's your least favorite scene from that movie? What's one thing, if there's anything, about that movie that bugs you a little bit?
Let's see. I think it's been a while. It's been a couple years since I've seen it. So I
For me, the one thing that bugs me a little bit is the beginning. Leia puts the recording on R2-D2, and then the droids go in the capsule and they shoot the capsule and the pod off, right?
Yeah.
And the emergency pod, and the guy's like, "Oh, there's no life readings in it," and they just let it hit the ground. They're in space. They know there's droids and stuff.
Why don't they have, like scanners
maybe they,
for droids?
Like, they know the plans around the building. Like, so Leia could have just thrown the plans in the pod and shot them down or something. Like, why not blow the pod up? Why just not shoot it? Boom.
It makes me think in Family Guy Star Wars, where they do that part, and they shoot the pod up. Like, there's no life signs in it. And he's like, "Well, why don't you just shoot a laser at it? What are we getting? What, are you getting charged by the laser? You don't do the budget, Gary!"
I actually forgot all about that.
I love Family Guy stuff.
Family Guy's great.
Let me think. I love the beginning of Episode 4 where Vader comes on the Tantive IV. And just that part when they open it up and there he is. It's just whoa. We're screwed now.
And you got the smoke coming through.
So I love that part. Awesome. Let's see. If I had to pick a part that I really don't like.
If you don't have one, that's fine.
I don't think I can really think of anything right now.
Okay.
There's just some parts that are kind of slow and they're in between the big action scenes that are kind of meh.
Yeah. So, overall rating of A New Hope, 1 to 10, and then you can say if one of these movies is your absolute favorite, you can say it, but 1 to 10, what would you give A New Hope?
7.
7?
Yeah.
I would give it about an 8, I think.
Yeah, I like A New Hope. It's a good
one. A New Hope is probably my second favorite out of all 6.
Okay.
Okay. Good quality movie. Fun. Great. Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back, debuted on May 21st, 1980. Still not born yet.
Nope, we're still not there.
Favorite scene from Empire Strikes Back. This is the one that everybody says is the best Star Wars movie.
The epitome of Star Wars.
I give quotation marks.
Well, I find it hard to rate them in general because I just love the whole Star Wars mythos universe. I like it all. I don't want a piece. I want all of it. I want the whole Star Wars pie. Let's see. Favorite scene. Or least favorite. What are we doing first?
Favorite scene.
I guess I do kind of have that kind of grim sense to me. I like that part at the end when they're on Bespin and he's like, "No, Luke, I am your father." And you're like, "No."
Yeah.
Because part of me, I didn't really watch that one before I saw episode 1, 2, and 3. So when I got to it, I already knew that.
Yeah. I think that's a no-brainer.
Okay, that's not true. I saw episode 1, then I watched 4, 5, 6, then 2, 3.
Okay. So. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. I think that's probably everybody's favorite scene from that one.
Yeah.
Where Luke goes,
"No! Everything's going wrong.
It can't be!"
Han Solo's in carbonite. Luke's hanging from Bespin by his one hand.
Ends a complete...
It's just horrible.
Just boom.
Custom
ends awful. I can't imagine seeing that for the very first time in theaters in 1980 and not being like, this what? Is how it ends?
Oh my gosh.
Lando. If I had to pick a second favorite scene, yeah, it's the beginning with the Tauntauns. And I just
I forgot about the whole thing, how it starts in the...
I just love how they end episode one, and Han comes and he saves Luke, right?
Yeah.
But then they show it, he wasn't really risking his life.
No.
But then he goes out in the snow, like, you're not going to make it. Your Tauntaun's going to die, blah, blah, blah. And he just goes out, and he risks his life for Luke.
Yeah. Now
and I think there is 180% character development, like, completely different person than we knew at the beginning of episode four.
Yeah, you're right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Just that whole part. And then he goes out and he uses the lightsaber and cuts open the Tauntaun.
Oh, I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Okay. least favorite scene from Empire Strikes Back. Do you have any anything that bugs you a little bit about that movie?
The part when they first get on Bespin's kind of slow, and you're like, oh, it's my friend Lando. It's just kind of slow, and then it starts to build back up quickly when they capture C-3PO and all that stuff.
For me, it's Luke's whininess.
Yeah. The Dagobah parts I like, and then I like the Dagobah parts. I'm trying to think of what else.
And Yoda's just putting him in his place.
Just bringing Yoda back. I love him. You know, one part that now that I think about, is it episode 5 or 6 where they're in the rock worm? It's not a rock worm, but the cave worm things. Which one is that one in? Where the
That's Empire.
That's Empire. That part just seems like there's really no point to that now that I think about it. Landing in that giant worm. What does that serve?
This cave is moist. There's no cave.
Okay, maybe moist wasn't the right word. This cave is
the floor is wet. There's no point to that scene.
Yeah. I mean, I think it shows Han's naiveness, maybe, in his sense of adventure or trying to get away from the Empire.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't really need to be in a giant worm.
No, thing. But it makes it fun. There's not a lull.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a fun scene, though.
At the end of the
thing, you
escape.
Get the masks.
The cave is closing.
What's your overall rating?
For that one, I will give that one a 7 also.
7 also?
Yeah.
So for you, you're rating that as the same as New Hope?
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to say that you're not one of those Empire fanboys?
It's a good movie, but not my favorite.
I agree. It's fun. For me, it's not as fun as A New Hope.
Yeah.
Like, I like A New Hope better than I like Empire. And you got everybody who's, like, in love with Boba Fett. I'm not a big Boba Fett guy either.
Yeah. I can't wait because I know they're doing a standalone Boba Fett movie. I think they'll do a good job with that. But you're right, Boba Fett doesn't really do much.
In any
to
of
be
the
so
movies.
Awesome. Yeah. He just kind of shoots around and gets eaten by the. That's it.
We love a guy who has like two lines in the whole movie and then gets eaten by a Sarlacc.
By Jared Snarlacc.
And he doesn't really do anything that cool to get to get Han or adventurous. He just makes a deal with Darth Vader.
That's it.
Like, for me, overall
and
rating
has a cool ship.
I would give it a 6.5.
6.5? Okay. So even 6.5. Okay.
Just to put it under a New Hope for me.
Okay.
Well, but I give New Hope an 8.
You gave it
an
8. So you can
give. I'll
give
it a 7.
Okay.
6.5 seems too low.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll give it a 7.5.
7.5.
Okay. 7.5.
7.5 stars.
Here we go, man. For me, this is like the coup de grace.
The coup de grace.
Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. May 25th, 1983.
Boom.
My favorite.
That's my
Star
favorite
Wars
of the
movie.
Original trilogy.
Oh, man.
Of the original trilogy, I love that one. Because that's when the battles are so epic in that one. And like just the battle between Darth Vader and Luke.
Amazing.
There's just so much on the
so
line.
So good. And the Emperor's right there, and
good.
He's tempting Luke.
Good.
And the battle on Endor.
Strike him down with your anger.
You know you want it. And he's patting the lightsabers. And when Luke and Darth are about to get on the, in that conversation where they have when they're getting on the ship off of Endor, and Luke's like, I know there's still good in you. I can feel it.
We can rule the galaxy together as father and son.
Oh, man. Everything about that movie just makes my heart warm.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I just feel so good on the inside and, like, goosebumpy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite scene from Jedi?
I love that, the just that battle between Vader and Luke. Like, yeah. If we could just, like, isolate the part where they're fighting and not going back and forth between them attacking the Death Star, I would watch that scene over and over again.
It's
just
great.
That struggle of Luke trying to change his dad, but then he's also having to overcome his own fears and angers that's turning him over to the dark side and having the Emperor take control over him almost.
And he cuts Vader's hand off.
That's when he realizes this.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a hand too.
He's like, what? And he's
just like the dark, almost let the dark side take over, just like his dad did.
So good, and I think that's the point for him where he just kind of like gives up, and the Emperor's just zapping him with the lightning. For me, I would have to say that's probably my favorite part too.
Second part after that
whole
is
fight scene,
the attack on Endor,
the Ewoks. A lot of people talk crap about the Ewoks.
Well, the Ewok part's not my favorite part of the battle. Just like the, you know, the AT-STs coming in and they're just shooting.
It's perfect, and then Chewie. I love the Ewoks.
Yeah,
I like Wicket. I'm Wicket a big Warwick Davis guy. Admiral Akbar, in Jedi too.
Oh yeah.
Yum 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 yum.
It's a trap.
Best quote. Even though again, it's like, it's another one of those things. Just like people like overhype a character that has such a small part.
Yeah.
I love Admiral Akbar and all, but
you ever
he really has a small part in that whole series.
The what's that show?
Robot Chicken?
Robot Chicken, and he does a cereal commercial.
Admiral Ackbar's cereal! Your tongue can't repel flavor of that magnitude.
We're on that with Brian Shrimp. I love that show, too.
Yeah, it's a good show. What's your least favorite part of Jedi, you think?
Let's see. The beginning's great, where they're on Tatooine trying to get Han back. I love that part. Let's see.
All the Jabba stuff.
Jabba, what's after that? See, they get Han back. Got the hibernation sickness, and then they fight and they kill Jabba. They blow up his little skiff.
Yep, and then Luke goes to
he goes back to Dagobah.
Yep, he goes.
And
to
they
Dagobah.
Go to what, Yavin 4?
Yep.
Okay. Start planning the attack.
And they start planning the attack. Yeah. And then Luke comes back, and then they do the...
I think that whole part where they're trying to do all the battle strategy, because that's when it's like a lull in the action. Because, again, when I first saw those few movies, I was a kid, so I was like, I need more action, lightsabers, pew-pew! So, that's probably why. As an adult, I need to rewatch them again.
You haven't watched Jedi in that long?
That one's probably the longest one I haven't seen. I saw some of it over Thanksgiving, but I haven't seen the whole thing. Because it was on TV.
I probably watch Jedi at least once every 6 months, I think.
Yeah. Now that I got them on Blu-ray, I gotta watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess they did more special edition stuff for the Blu-ray stuff, too, didn't they?
Like two
more
discs with 40 hours worth of bonus content.
My least favorite scene from Jedi is probably the whole, like, C-3PO god thing with the Ewoks.
Yeah, that was kind of cheesy.
Yeah. But I guess that kind of got them in.
What are they saying? Well, they're apparently going to be serving you in a banquet in my honor.
Episode 1. I'm sorry. Overall ranking for
overall
Jedi
ranking
for you.
That's an 8.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
that's
of the original trilogy, so that's an 8.
I'm going to give it a 10 for me.
10? Okay.
That's probably
that's
gonna be my only 10.
All Star Wars, yeah.
That's Jedi is probably like an easily top 3 of all time favorite movies.
Yeah.
Like, because like favorite movies overall is
really?
I would say Jedi.
Oh wow, okay.
All right, Episode 1, Phantom Menace, came out May 19th, 1999.
Oh, that's like 16 years. Can you picture, like, waiting 16 years to...
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine it. Look, I was born halfway... Well, not halfway. I was born 6 years into it, so...
Yeah. That's a long time, man.
So people who are waiting by the end of episode 6, like, when do we get the original trilogy? Fast forward 16 years later, here you go.
And it makes sense why a lot of those cats were disappointed.
Yeah.
With Phantom Menace. Yeah. My view on Phantom Menace is that George Lucas did not write that movie for the original fans of Star Wars. He wrote that movie for the children of the fans of the original Star Wars. That's what he wrote that movie for.
I can see that.
And so, to the parents to take their kids, and the kids to like it, and let's be honest, to sell toys.
They did. There's so many marketable characters in that one.
Merchandising and selling toys and everything.
Droids in general.
So many marketable characters. A lot of people hate the trilogies, the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
I like the prequels. I don't think they're as bad as everybody makes them sound. I think over time, it's almost cool and hip to dog the prequels. I think everybody wants to, prequels are so awful. And everybody wants to talk about how awful and bad they were.
Right. I know. Exactly.
I don't think they're as bad as people make them out to be. Are there bad parts of it?
Yeah.
A lot more bad parts than the original trilogies.
Yeah.
But they're not awful movies. They're still fun. They still grab the essence of Star Wars.
Yes.
So what's your favorite scene of Episode 1, Phantom?
Episode 1. Let's see. I think the part where, towards the end, when Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are having the epic death battle with Darth Maul, and then Anakin's fighting in space over Naboo.
Okay.
So, like, I'll just narrow it down to Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon's fight with Darth Maul.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe. Because that's, like, also the first lightsaber fight you've ever seen.
Like, you know, you see, because for the longest time, characters had one lightsaber. And all of a sudden, you see Darth Maul, and he goes, dual bladed lightsaber.
Super cool.
What?
And then the whole thing where they have to wait when they're going through
and they're, like, taunting each other.
And taunting each other. And then Darth Maul kills Qui-Gon at the end. Best part
spoiler.
Of the movie. Really. Yeah, spoiler. My favorite part of... my favorite scene of that movie is the pod race.
Oh, yeah. That's a good scene, too.
Pod race is so much fun. Qui-Gon gambling with Watto.
That wasn't a gamble.
And, well, yeah. And him, you know, being a little crooked... We hadn't really seen a Jedi be selfish, kind of.
Yeah, you're right.
Qui-Gon was a little selfish.
Yeah, he was.
He thought he was the chosen one. I'm doing quotation marks, but he had feelings for the boy.
Yeah.
And you know, wanted to save him from slavery, and I think that was great that they showed how human.
Because technically, like the Jedi Council, that's not something they would do because that would be an off-worldly affair that they're not allowed to intervene with.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Watchers from Marvel Universe.
They pretty much are. They're usually... there's Watchers slash, like, I don't know, galactic peacekeeping force.
Yeah.
That gets sent in times of war. But that's... Yeah, you're right, because that's something that Jedi is not supposed to do.
They are not. They're not... Definitely. What is your least favorite part of Phantom Menace?
Least favorite... Part
or the part that just bugs you. I'm sure there's people like listening out with everything.
Everything with Jar Jar in it. let's see. The whole anytime that they were like in like the royal courtrooms of Naboo, and it's just like all the politics and stuff like that. I mean, that's one cool thing because, you know, it is like technically like a future movie based on like a whole galaxy and like how they like planets interact with each other makes sense and all. But again, I was a kid. I wanted to get to the action. All the politics and stuff didn't matter to me.
And that's a lot of people's complaints is there wasn't enough action in that movie. Now watching it, I think it gets better. Like, for those of you who've only seen episode one like once, go back and rewatch it. It's not as bad as...
One thing I love about the original trilogy, the new trilogy, is that they really expand upon what the Force can actually do. Like, in the old trilogy, you know, the Force is more like a mysterious thing, you know, it can lift objects. But they, like, in the new trilogy, they really, like, use the Force and
Right. And they didn't do that in, not the, too much. In the originals.
Not very often. You lift the X-Wing out of the swamp, and that's about it. But they're, like, pushing droids and throwing sabers around.
Just super
cool. Super cool.
Jumping,
like, 30 feet in the air. It's crazy.
My least favorite part is probably the end with Anakin and the spaceship.
Yeah.
And how he accidentally goes and crashes. That was kind of cheesy,
yeah.
That was a little cheesy. And just kind of him, that's how he's getting his relationship with R2.
Yeah.
That was a little cheesy. Overall, not my least favorite.
Okay.
I would give it a 5.
A 5?
Okay. I would give it a 5.
Alright. I would give it a 6.
6?
Yeah. Okay. None of my ratings are going to be particularly low.
Oh, mine are.
Which is disappointing because the next one is what I'm afraid of.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, came out May 16th, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen this movie 3 times, maybe.
3 times? Wow.
3 times. What was your favorite scene from Attack of the Clones?
I love the part Leviticus. When they're on.
You're not Leviticus.
I'm not Leviticus.
You're talking 2 stars. Don't know where that came from. That's how angry I am about talking about this movie right now.
Amazing! Hi, everybody.
Leviticus.
My favorite
is not here.
Part is when they're on Genosha, whatever the damn planet, Geonosis, and that's when the clones fly in, the Jedi's fly in, and there's an all-epic battle against the droid army and the Droid Federation and the CIS. I just love that. Where it's like this epic battle starts, and there's Jedi's everywhere.
And they're trying to... And that's when they trick... No, that's the first one they do the tricky thing with Padme and the Queen. That's the first one. That's Phantom Menace.
Yeah, where she's pretending to be her handmaiden the whole time. Yeah. That's the first one. At this point, she's a senator.
This is the battle in the arena you're talking about, right?
Yeah, well, they have the battle, and then at the end of the battle, they all fly in.
Yeah, okay, yep. My favorite part? Yoda and Count Dooku fight.
That was awesome.
That was
like,
probably
to see
my
Yoda
favorite.
Actually fight
was
awesome.
It
was
cool.
He's like hopping off the
flipping
walls.
Around and everything.
Dude, it was amazing.
I love how they did Yoda in the prequels. Maybe the only thing I didn't like is like Phantom Menace of how before they made him CGI of the ugly, awful puppet they used.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
I think it was like an homage to like the original Star Wars where he was a puppet. I thought that was funny. The last time you'll see the Yoda puppet.
The Yoda Count Dooku fight was cool.
Yeah, I love that.
Again, that's another time where you see the Force like you've never seen it before.
Oh, yeah, where it's like, it's clash.
Yeah.
Or he's trying to, like, Dooku's trying to hit him with the lightning and he's, like, absorbing it.
Super cool. And then they're doing the whole, you know, talking about how he was, Count Dooku was
his
Yoda's
apprentice.
Great part. For me, probably my favorite part of the movie.
Okay.
What's your least favorite part of that movie?
Least favorite? The part where you got R2 and C-3PO just like meandering through the droid factory. That was just like really obviously for kids. And
awful.
Very cheesy.
Can I have 17 least favorite parts?
Oh, man.
You
really don't like this movie.
Everything love story.
Yeah.
Hate.
You hate that part?
Awful. They had no chemistry at all in that one.
Yeah,
they
you're
had
right.
more,
it,
better
it was
chemistry.
Pretty harsh.
They had better chemistry in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
The rolling through the grass scene.
That was kind of cheesy.
And the big wildebeest things. I liked the part where Anakin went and talked to Yoda about being in love and all that. I liked that. I guess I liked the part where he went and killed all the Tusken Raiders,
that was
the sand
people.
Where it's that
like
was cool.
You can really see that's where the dark side really begins to build
right.
Anakin.
So that part of the love story, I guess, was cool.
I killed them all, and I hate them.
So the love story.
You're right. It was. In hindsight, yeah, that was pretty dry.
The whole clones thing, like where they that whole part where
Geno, or on God, what's the name of that part?
Where Obi-Wan goes off on his own, and just how, like, snobby the whole Jedi Council is in that movie, I don't like at all. Padme was just so, like...
What's the name of the planet? The clone.
I don't know.
That they did the clone factory in. Ah, crud. It's gonna bug me.
The acting in that movie was just so bad. And so much bad CGI in that movie, too.
Really?
Like, other than the Count Dooku and Yoda lightsaber fight, what was the other big lightsaber battle in that movie? There wasn't one.
No, I mean, there was the Jedi's versus the droids, but not, like, lightsaber on lightsaber, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like...
I don't think there really was one in that, besides that.
Yeah,
well, because at that time, you still didn't know who Darth Sidious was, so he was still kind of in the dark, so you didn't know who he was. So, at that time, Count Dooku was, like, the only real Sith that you actually knew who they were, so...
The whole scene of... And I always feel silly talking about things that aren't realistic in movies like this. That irritates me when people do that. But for me, like...
They try to rationalize fiction.
Yeah. But when they're in the ships, like the Cloud City-type planet they're on, and the ships are going through and Anakin's jumping from...
On Coruscant?
Yeah, from ship to ship and falling and...
No, the whole assassination part.
I just didn't like
part.
That. The whole assassination part I didn't like either. I'm going to give it a 3.
3? Oof.
I give it a 3. I just really don't love... That's why I don't even own it. I let somebody borrow it like 8 years ago.
And you don't really care if you get it back.
And I never got it back, and I don't really care. I mean, I guess I would like to have it just to complete it. Maybe I'd go back and watch it just to see a couple of the fun parts of it.
Yeah.
But,
I'd give it a 7. I like Clone Wars.
I guess I'll have to rewatch it. We'll have to rewatch it together.
Alright, no.
Okay.
You're not going to get any nose from me on that one.
Can we snuggle?
We can snuggle. Okay. On a big Star Wars blanket. Man, what is the name of that planet? People on the internet are growing like type right now. It's this, you dummy. Gosh.
Gosh, you guys
call yourself a geek.
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Came out May 19th, 2005. This was the last Star Wars movie that we received.
Oh, yes.
Other than cartoons and TV shows and stuff. Favorite scene from this movie?
The epic battle of Mustafar on the lava planet between Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Amazing. Great. Second best lightsaber battle in the movie, in all six movies.
I agree.
Just versus the Jedi
it was so
battle.
Complicated too, where it's just like, it's like starts off in like this, on the, I don't know, where the company meets that's mining on this planet. And they just, like, end up fighting in the lava and on the droids' heads.
Great finish.
Great.
To the prequels.
Just broke my heart.
What everybody wanted to see in that end. I literally cry every time I watch that
me
end.
Me too.
Where Obi-Wan's watching him die.
You were the chosen one. I hate you. You were my brother. I loved you.
And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I know. I can't get to that part either.
I hate you.
The birth of Vader.
And great, man.
Just when his eyes just turn red with hate and evil. That's just like, oh, man.
And he pretty much kills Padme when he chokes her. Yeah. And
dies of broken heart syndrome, which is a real thing, folks. Look it up in medical textbooks.
I read an article online saying that where somebody had a theory that the Emperor killed her. That's
the Emperor killed Padme?
That he drained her life force to keep Anakin alive. Like, that was like the Jedi power. I'll have to look it up and reread it.
I don't know. I think it's one of those kind of things where it's like that old Chinese proverb. It's like you run into your destiny on the road to avoid it.
Yeah,
like he tries to keep his wife alive because he's afraid because he has this vision she's going to die and he's the reason why.
Yeah, kind of very Doctor Who-ish.
Yeah, right. Look at
that's
that.
A Doctor Who does
Doctor
that a lot.
Who-ish. You-ish? No, Who-ish.
That's my favorite scene from that movie too. The whole Order 66 part is great too.
Execute Order.
And you see all the clone troopers going through killing all the Jedis.
They're just so cold. They're just like, yes, sir. Don't even, like, hesitate and feel too bad about it.
And I love the whole turn of Anakin. I love how they had him kill Padawans. Mm-hmm. Great decision by George Lucas.
It just, that's really like, that's the, he's not going back. He's gone to the dark side. There's no regret.
And then Padme is like, Obi-Wan said you killed younglings. I'm like, oh my gosh, so perfect. Least favorite part of that one?
I love the whole, like, starting out. That movie starts off action-packed.
And finishes action-packed.
Finishes pretty action-packed.
For me, something that just bugs me to this day, and that's not really a thing that makes, it's funny, is, like, they're on Mustafar, and, Obi-Wan and, Padme and Anakin are talking, right? And then all of a sudden, you look up, and Obi-Wan's in the opening of the ship, and he's got, like, a hand on each side of the ship, just, like, chilling, like, yo.
Wait, when? When's this?
Padme and Anakin are on the planet, and they're talking, and she's saying, like,
Kamino!
Kamino's...
I had to look it up, folks.
Obi-Wan said you killed younglings, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no,
he's not like that. He's standing here like this. Like Superman.
Yeah, it's just whatever he's standing there like.
He's posing. It's really odd.
It's so odd how he's posing. That's the one thing that bugs me about that movie. That's probably about it.
I just picture him like doing this like seductive pose, like Anakin.
And it's funny. There's probably
you turned her against me, sexy man.
You turned her against me. And there's probably people like, that's it? That's your least favorite part of that movie? Picking the part.
It's a great movie. There's not that much. It's funny, though. I went through that one. That's the most recent one I went through. And, like, as an adult, like, there's things I didn't realize. It's like, wow, there's a lot of cheesy, like, just, like, silly, cheesy quotes and stuff
in that one. Yeah.
It's funny. But I still love that movie. Like, there's still those parts where it's like, yay! And those parts are like, no!
And a lot of those cheesy quotes and parts are come from Anakin and Padme. Yeah, like, yeah.
Some of them are just, yeah. Just,
they just don't have, they didn't have the greatest chemistry.
I agree, looking back on it.
Hayden Christensen, I don't hate him as much as a lot of people do, but he could have maybe done a little better.
He's very stiff and dry. Yeah.
The thing I like, though, is they portrayed him as very whiny, which was cool. Because Luke was a whiny little
zombie.
Yeah, brat. And like father like son. That's what I thought was pretty cool.
You're right.
But I was going to go to Tashi Station to pick up power converters.
Power converters.
Did you say your least favorite part? You don't really have one?
I'm trying to think.
Just the cheesy quotes and stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of cheesiness to it. Oh, I'll tell you my least favorite thing. Now, before episode 3 came out, Cartoon Network had this, like, little Clone Wars series where they had, like, pieces, like, little 5-minute pieces.
It was great.
It was awesome. I loved it. And what happened was that, like, they built up General Grievous to be such a badass in those series. Like, no one could stop him. And then literally, Obi-Wan beats him in, like, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah. He shows off and everything in the movie, and he's got all the lightsabers, but then Obi-Wan
just sneaks in, zip, cuts off a hand, boom, boom, cuts off another hand.
And I agree.
Then he's chasing him, and he just pew pew. Because Mace Windu was like struggling to stop him and defeat him, or Ki-Adi Mundi, and he's a Jedi Master, and Obi-Wan was just a Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
And it's just like that's it. Grievous is awesome. That's why I do love the quote. There's a quote in Episode 3 somewhere. It's like I expected you to be taller, because like in the cartoon he's got to be like 10 feet tall.
He's huge.
And in the movie he's probably like 7-8 feet. Like he's a lot shorter in comparison.
They should have had Obi-Wan get his butt kicked.
At least for a little bit.
Like, handed to him, like, destroyed.
Yeah.
And then came out at the end and, like, show a strength of power he's never had before. Yeah.
He barely won type scenario.
Right. It was
just too easy for him.
I love the fight scene between... We can't talk about this movie and not talk about the fight scene between Yoda and Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, my gosh, that's another one of my favorite fights in that movie. That just, like... He's literally throwing the Senate at Yoda.
It was pretty cool. And Yoda's like a badass, and he's like, judge me by my size, do you?
Oh, I love Yoda so much.
He like pulls out the lightsabers. He basically says, like, bring it, or something like that.
They both got their, like, little retractable lightsabers. Another thing that disappoints me, too, and is right before that fight,
is how easily Palpatine takes out, like, Kit Fisto and Eeth Koth. He just, like, takes them out like that. And it's like, those are Jedi Masters.
They definitely did
how
not...
How much do you suck? They're just like, dead.
They definitely did not do much to make Jedi Masters look good in those movies. No. Even Mace Windu.
Well, Mace Windu could have easily killed Palpatine. The thing is, Anakin stopped him.
Good point.
Because he was literally about to finish him off and do some Jedi justice on him. And Anakin's like, I need him! Yeah. Like some kind of choir boy.
Mace Windu's like, whoa!
Flies out.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about,
Walker? Okay, so rating for Revenge of the Sith.
8. That is, or actually, I'll give that a 9. That is my favorite Star Wars movie.
That is your favorite one?
All 6, yeah.
Nice.
It's just that breaking point where it's just like everything, again, it's the thing where everything kind of falls. Like the Empire is built, Republic dies, Vader is born, and he like killed everything. That was what, you know, just
it was good. It was beautiful, really. Yeah. It was a good movie. For me, it's my third favorite. So what, I gave Jedi a 10, I gave
New Hope an 8.
New Hope an 8, I gave Empire a 7.
Okay.
I'd probably give it like an 8 too, a 7.5, 8. Okay. It was really good. So that was the last cinematic Star Wars movie we got. So we went through all 6. Overall, if you've never seen the Star Wars movies, we just spoiled the crap out of them for you. Sorry.
You've had 10 years, so it's your own fault.
Yeah. Go watch it, man. Sit down. Put everything Star Wars you can in your eyes and in your ears. Right,
even the holiday specials that were bad.
Ever watch the holiday special? I have it on bootleg DVD.
Oh, do you?
Last time I tried to watch it, it did not work too well, but we could try it again. It was pretty awful. It follows Chewbacca's family and stuff on Kashyyyk, and it's
and like
pretty...
these horrible like celebrity cameos that you're just like, what's B. Arthur doing here?
if you want to borrow, I have the Attack of the Clones cartoon series.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, you have it too.
I got volume 1 and volume 2, bro. Don't worry about that.
I want to come out and just kind of say, like, if you're a hater of the prequels, you have your right. You can hate them. Just give them another chance. Rewatch them. They're not as bad as you think they are. No. I think over the years, people have exaggerated it and just hate the idea of them more than they hate the movies. They're not as bad as you think they are.
I agree.
Watch them.
If you love Star Wars, you should love everything about Star Wars, which is the prequels. Right.
Yeah. Some people are going to want to take away our geek cards, but oh well.
Shut your face.
We love you, every single one of you, even if you have your different opinions than us. Episode 7, Force Awakens. Have not seen it yet.
No, we're still waiting.
We're seeing it on Thursday. We talked about that it's everywhere. How you think it's going to be? What are you expecting?
I'm expecting kind of like a reboot, in my opinion. So it's not like there's any story that they're really going to continue off of. So it's kind of like this movie can stand alone, which is going to be a good thing, but it's going to be like, I have to look at it with new eyes. Cause I don't want to be like, what they don't explain what happened with this person or this, or what about this? I have to kind of just be in it.
Yeah. Like I'm not expecting to find out like where Lando is.
Yeah. What's happening to Lando and where's Luke the whole time? Why don't we, where's blah, 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 blah.
I'm expecting the Han, Luke, and
the big like,
Leia to set up the new cast. That's what I'm expecting.
Just to pass the torch.
Are you expecting any big surprises? Do you think there's going to be any huge plot twists?
I bet there's going to be one. Like, there's got to be some big twist in there.
Are you thinking Luke is Kylo Ren? Like, where do you think?
I don't think that. I think. Maybe, like, my guess is something like maybe some big character dies. That's my guess. Maybe Han, Leia, Luke,
I could
like
see
that.
Han Kylo, dying.
I think Kylo's going to kill someone. Someone big. That's my guess.
Whew, my heart just dropped in my stomach there, man.
I know. I'm going to be upset when I see it. But I
think,
Leia
is expendable.
You think so at this point?
I think Leia is expendable at this point. I don't think Han is.
No, not yet.
I don't know. I
can kind of agree with you on that one.
So, something I feel, and this could be completely
off.
Is
it the Force?
I think, huh?
Is it the Force telling you something?
I think Luke is one with the Force.
You think?
He's part of the living Force. I think it's possible he's already dead.
Man, I hope not.
And that he's part of the living Force, and he comes and he can talk through Finn.
I hope it's like a How I Met Your Mother type scenario where Luke's telling him a story in front of a campfire.
That'd be pretty cool.
And John Williams is playing in the background.
Like they run into him and he's telling them.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the soundtrack, man.
Oh my gosh. They have such epic music. That's one thing. It's like, that music really brings me in like that.
The main theme, the Imperial March.
Yeah. Just those.
Duel of Fates.
Those awesome music. Just
great music.
Just, I don't need the buildup. It just sucks me in like that.
What are you looking forward to the most? The music.
The music. I'm looking forward to some awesome lightsaber fights, some cool force, some use of the Force, and awesome space battles.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Kylo Ren. I want to see if they've created a new Darth Vader villain.
Yeah.
Like an epic villain. Like a villain that you could put in the top 5 villains of all time. That's what I'm hoping for.
Not just like a puppet, but like he's the
not
actual
just a
villain.
Puppet. Like he's the guy where you're like, oh.
That's what I'm kind of curious if that's like he's probably not going to be the main villain too.
That's what they're saying.
I'm betting there's a bigger mastermind.
Lord Snoke is his name, or Master Snoke or something. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be the main guy, and it's Andy Serkis.
Oh.
And did you see the fan theories going around online that Jar Jar Binks is. the main bad guy.
Wow.
The Andy Serkis is playing Jar Jar Binks, and Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord and everything.
Wow. Yeah.
Totally not true,
no way.
But super
if
funny.
Anything, I bet
there's an article that a kid wrote
Lord
about.
Lord Soak found vibranium on a planet, and they got Ultron cut his hand off, and now he's mad, and he's the Sith Lord.
I think there's a better chance
the Avengers come to stop Kylo Ren.
Of that happening. Than Jar Jar Binks being in this movie. I think you're going to see... You would see Captain America in this movie before Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks is the type of character like, yeah, he had his time, but really, you just need to brush him under the rug. Don't talk about him anymore. He's done. Don't even... Just whatever.
That's where Luke is. Luke is on Earth, part of the Avengers now.
That would be awesome. I don't think any Avenger could stop that.
Yeah, I think at this point you could just not even mention Jar Jar
Binks. Yeah, he's just throw him in the closet.
I think that's the safest way for them to go.
Yeah, just don't draw any more attention to him.
Are you scared of lens flares?
Lens flares?
You know that controversy at all?
Nope.
J.J. Abrams and the Star Trek movies. A lot of people hated the Star Trek movies because he filled it with lens flares. Where you see the flare of
the glare
and everything that he just filled Star Trek with.
I didn't even
He doesn't
that.
Even bother you, doesn't no. notice it. I guess... There's some people that can't even watch Star Trek because of the lens
flares. There's things like lens flares that seem out of place. Like, when I'm playing a video game and there's a lens flare, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Why do I need a glare when it's supposed to be me looking at something? That's always, like, just
that's
a little
funny.
Too much realism. Now, that never really bothered me too much. Are we going to be staring at the sun a lot?
Maybe.
I hope not.
What's your expected rating for this movie?
I'm expecting to be an 8 or a 9.
Yeah?
Because it's going to be the best one. With graphic, like CG nowadays, it's going to just seem like it's real.
A lot of people are like, it can't live up to the hype.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Even JJ said, there's no way it can live up to the hype. There's so much hype behind it, there's no way. I just feel in my heart, man, that it's a 10.
10.
I just feel like it's gonna be so good. So good.
I see your emphatic.
Oh man, like that's just how I feel, like deep down in my soul. It's like I'm gonna watch this and it's just gonna fulfill every missing part of me.
Yeah.
That's just what I don't know. That's how excited I am. So I'm setting myself up for epic failure.
Yeah.
But that's how I just
you're either epic failure or epic glory.
I just can't wait to see
you're just an optimist.
Oh,
Optimus Prime.
Lucasfilms and the scroll. Just that.
I can't wait for that scroll. Everybody's going to be clapping, I bet.
Dude, really. I'm so excited. I'm on vacation from work this weekend because of Star Wars.
I'm going to call in sick.
I want it now.
I think I'm going to do it.
Oh my gosh. I feel sick. That's how excited I am. Okay. Awesome. What do you think? Highest grossing film of all time easily?
I think it can.
So I was looking at some numbers today. If you take into consideration inflation and all that stuff and comparative, the highest grossing film of all time is Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
But if you don't look at inflation and
like
all that,
actual numeric value.
If you look at actual numeric value, the highest grossing film of all time is Avatar.
That was a great movie though.
Almost $3 billion. $2.7 billion. I wouldn't say great movie for me.
No.
I thought it was good. Visual effects great. And I know a lot of people said this after, but really during the movie, I was like, this is Fern Gully. That's just how I felt.
It is kind of like Fern
Gully. It's Fern Gully. And I love Fern Gully. Fern Gully is amazing.
Price check on prune juice, Bob. Price check on prune juice.
Fern Gully is so underrated.
It is.
For me, it stands up against some of the Disney animated movies.
Yeah.
Like, so good, man.
I grew up on that movie. It was a good movie.
It's a great movie. Anastasia is like that for me, too. I love Anastasia, too. Avatar, $2.7 billion. Next is Titanic.
Yep, also
$2.1 billion. And then the Jurassic World was $1.6 billion. So that's highest grossing of all time. I think it easily breaks $3 billion.
You think so? I believe you're right. It's probably gonna break $1 billion opening weekend, or maybe $500 million opening weekend. I bet that.
Yeah. The news, which you can't always believe the news. The news is saying that for it to be considered a success, that for Disney to consider a success, it needs to make $5 billion.
Overall?
Yeah. But they've already made close to that
in
merchandise, they're saying.
Okay.
So they only paid $4 billion for Lucasfilm.
Is there a way we can look up on pre-sales? That's one of those things where it's like, it broke the internet, people, being these pre-sales. Can we find out?
It was crazy. I'll look it up right now. So, you think it easily becomes the highest grossing movie of all time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, even Avatar and stuff like that didn't have, a huge hype like this movie has.
No, not at all.
Whether you love it or hate it, you're going to go see it.
I think everybody goes see it. I think your grandma goes and sees it. $100 million.
Wow.
Already for pre-sales.
That's crazy.
Surpasses $100 million. So, worldwide openings, all-time box office opening weekend. Do you think it shatters that record, too?
Oh, I bet it does.
The record is Jurassic Park at $525 million worldwide opening. For domestic, it's $208 million. Overseas was $316 million. I think it shatters that.
Yeah,
I think worldwide. I think the hype
for this over Jurassic World is much bigger.
Yeah, I dare to say that just domestic might be $500 million.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be
at least $50 is gonna be for us because I think see it like three times.
It's gonna. Be I was thinking about maybe trying to go see it every day this week.
Really?
We'll see if that happens. Probably not going to, but.
I definitely want to see it in 3D. That's one thing.
Yeah, I want to maybe see it in IMAX.
I know my friends want to see it in IMAX, so maybe I'll see it with them.
Let me know if you guys go.
I definitely will.
So definitely going to shatter that too, I think.
Oh yeah.
Highest gross, what would you think highest grossing Star Wars film was? If you had to guess.
I don't know. If I were to guess without cheating, I would have guessed Episode One because of the big hype for Episode One.
And you're right; it is Phantom Menace. $1 billion, pretty much.
Because
is the overall gross. The second is the Sith, 800.
Wow.
Million. Record for highest grossing opening weekend, like we said, is Jurassic World. And it's going to shatter that.
I think you're right.
Amazing, man.
Words.
This is something we're going to be talking about for the rest of our lives.
Describe.
It just
excitement.
Yeah. And so you went to Disney over the weekend.
I did.
And they opened up a new section in Disney World. They opened the Star Wars Launch Bay.
They did.
So they closed down the animation part in Hollywood Studios, right? Which was a great section.
They closed down a lot of stuff down there, yeah.
Did they close the Little Mermaid show, too?
No, that's still there.
And how about the Disney Junior thing? Is that still there,
that's
too?
That's still there.
So just the animation building they closed. Yeah. They opened up Star Wars Launch Bay. Can you tell me about it some?
Since I was with my family, I didn't actually get to go to that part. I kind of walked past it, yeah.
You didn't get to go in?
No.
I heard
the Star Tours ride and the they literally had like four or five Star Wars shops just around that park.
Really?
Yeah. Like there. Not just like had a Star Wars section, like this store only sold Star Wars stuff.
That's crazy. Wow.
It's crazy. It's awesome. Did you know if you had $4,000 you could buy a Snowspeeder trooper outfit, an Imperial pilot outfit, Darth Vader's outfit? I think Han Solo's outfit was like $3,000.
At Disney?
Yep. They have like
they're selling those at Disney now?
Full scale replicas you can buy. Wow. For like $4,000.
I need $4,000 to buy a Darth Vader costume. I don't know if I think I'd buy Vader.
The helmets were only like I think the Stormtrooper, just regular Stormtrooper helmet was like $280.
That's not
and
bad.
It was really good.
Was it cool?
There were lots of articulation on that helmet. It was
awesome. I heard the launch bay's cool. I guess it's like a mini museum. They got props and everything like that. They in the part where it used to be, you watch the animation of Mushu and he's talking to you.
Oh yeah, I did go about there. Animation. That's where they sold those outfits.
You went through there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did
you watch the video that they had in there and
I just
stuff?
Went through the main
shop. The video is like 10 minutes of the past, future, and present of Star Wars, and they get the props. It's everywhere, man. The rest of our lives.
It's the wars, man.
It's supposed to go. The trilogies and movies are supposed to. They have them planned out past our lifetime.
Really? Snap. At
right
least
on.
Like the new one's going to be at what 2019, 2020 is when they're going to conclude this trilogy. Because then they got that Rogue One, possible Boba Fett movie, and then a couple of other unnamed stuff that could be anything.
Disney buying Star Wars is the best thing could ever happen.
If you can back a multi-billion-dollar production company behind Star Wars, you can do anything.
Amazing, man. If you haven't seen Star Wars, watch it. The greatest movie trilogy of our lifetimes.
The epitome of cinema.
The epitome of cinema is Star Wars.
Tragedy, comedy... adventure, fantasy, boom. It's all right there, right where you need it.
Go see Force Awakens. Not like it needs your money anymore.
But
go support it. Go see it.
Shut up and take our money!
We're gonna sit in line and watch it. We'll probably release some videos of us while we're in line.
Yep.
Maybe even record some stuff. And then we're gonna record something, kind of our review of it, too. Afterwards, we'll do a little video review of it. So... check it out. Check us out. Remember, we're the Deep Fried Geeks. If you don't know that already, you should.
Just to throw that out there.
Check us out on Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks. Check us out on Instagram, Deep Fried Geeks. Check us out on Facebook also.
Make sure to comment, post your favorite Star Wars parts, favorite things about Star Wars, maybe your least favorite things. Just Star Wars. Just flood us with Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. Flood us with Star Wars stuff, please. We would love for you to send us Star Wars stuff. And ultimately, you know, share us with your friends too, please.
Oh yes.
Thank you for listening today. It was great. And, I think we're going to say,
keep calm,
keep calm
and let the force be with
may
you.
May the force be with you.
Darth Finger.